This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Seriously. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Tom Kersting is going to join us right after the break. I met Tom. Well, hey, I watched Tom on Tucker Carlson one night talking about cell phones, what they were doing to our young kids, what smartphones as a whole was doing to the mental health of our children. Well, even adults, for that matter. Now, many of you, I did another show with somebody today, and a lot of these kind of things came up. As to some of you parents who believe that somehow your child is impervious to these things, that you got it all figured out, and you're good, and you're smart, and you're a great parent, and blah, 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 blah. Were you going to wait till your child dies? I'm going to use the same thing the left uses, right? If you don't let them mutilate your kids, they're going to probably die. Well, it's the same thing here. If you don't take control of that smartphone, there are many ways for children to die. It's not always about their physical heart stopping. You got kids that again, you'll ruin them, I won't say socially, but they'll think their life is over because all of a sudden you've taken their smartphone away or you've limited their access to it, when they can be on it, when they can't. It's craziness. And the kids go into psychotic episodes. And you're going, not my kid. I can't tell you how many parents that I know who said, not my kid, as they're calling asking me for help, if I know anybody who can help them out, because why? Their child is going through a psychotic episode because they took away their games and or their phone. Let that sink in. And some of you, we talked about this, you don't want to do the work it takes to be a parent. Why did you become a parent? If you became a parent by accident, then I don't know what to tell you. They didn't ask to come into this world. You brought them into this world. Get the help you need to help your kids. You know, and again, that means it is a pain in the butt. It's a lot of work. My old pastor, who's since passed away, when he found out that his wife was pregnant with his fourth child, he wasn't happy about it. Not that he was mad at her, don't get it wrong, but he wasn't happy about it. And one of his associate pastors said, you don't seem to be overjoyed about your wife's pregnancy. He said, I'm not. I know what it takes to raise children properly. It is a lot of work. We are growing a church here. You know, and I don't know. I've got to make it work because this is my responsibility. I don't see a lot of parents with that mindset. I see a lot of parents who couldn't tell you what the kid's favorite color is, what they've been doing all day, what their favorite movie was or is, or what kind of movies they like. You don't know what your kid's doing on that phone. You know, the physical damage done year after year after year with these smartphones to your child is amazing. And more than an hour a day. I know, some of you are going, what? Wait, an hour? Yeah. More than an hour a day on that smartphone does mental and physical, I would say, mentally physical damage to your teenager, to your young person. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, I pulled up the stats since closed them down. Wasn't so sure that I was going to do this. But I got to tell you, do it yourself. Just do something as stupid as Googling the effects of smartphones, the effects of social media on young kids. Stick with young kids for now. You can check out the adult thing later. I mean, think about that. And you're going to find the amount of damage being done to them mentally, physically, and so forth is just staggering. You really won't get it. Actually, I think most of you won't even believe it. So when Kirsten comes on in a little bit here, he's a renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. His latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. You got to read it, especially today. You know, you guys who keep saying, well, when I was a teen, I didn't have this problem, or I didn't do this. Or we weren't running it. They're living in a different world than you are. Foundationally, the same. Moral values should be the same today as it was 50 years ago. And don't give me the stuff, kids are having sex earlier, and they can do this and that. No. Doesn't mean it's okay because they're doing it. More kids are smoking dope than ever before. Does that make it okay? You good with that? And remember, yours truly sat here and kept telling you that vaping was no good for your... Look, I don't have a PhD in anything. I just have a little bit of common sense that says your lungs were made to take in oxygen. Vaping is liquid. Then when you add stuff to it, even worse. And look at what's happening to your kids today because of vaping. Not mentally, I'm talking physically with their lungs. Go see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Like I was explaining to you before we went to break, how smart I am. We were talking about vaping, right? And I kept telling you guys years ago, I'm not an expert in anything. I got a microphone and they allow me on the air 3 hours a day. Good luck to them. But the bottom line is, it doesn't take a whole bunch of brain power, right? When you think about vaping, what are your lungs made from? Made for oxygen. What are you putting in there? Vaping. You're putting vapor. You're putting liquid in there. I mean, how good that can that really truly be for your lungs? So this is the kind of thing of think things through when it comes to your kids, the stuff you're letting them do. You know, look at the research. Some of you will throw research at me and I go, okay, Look at who did the research. Hello? Anybody home? Well, it's the same thing here. I've been telling you about smartphones. I've been telling you about the issues with the smartphones. We, you know, there's some information I can't give out to you, but I can tell you that I have seen kids on smartphones in dangerous situations where they almost became a victim themselves because they were so sucked into what was happening on that phone, they had no clue as to what was going on around them. The smartphones / social media are really doing damage to your kids. Tom Kirsting joins me. He has many times before. I love when I have him on. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. In his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life, which I know includes smartphones and social media. Tom, always love when you're on with me, man.
Hey, buddy. I love being on. Thanks for having me again, man.
We're seeing, really, I don't know who you poked or who you woke up, but now you're starting to see real research, real numbers show up on the negative effect that these quote-unquote tools are having on our teenagers. They're linked to life, and it's not healthy, is it?
It's like their lifeline, you know, like you mentioned my book Disconnected, which came out, the second edition came out in 2020, right? So I'm like one of the pioneers in that space.
Yep.
And I've been talking about this for years, coming on your show, on TV, lecturing all over the country. And, you know, so my next book, so the book deal was a two-book deal with the publisher, right? So the second edition of Disconnected. And then when I was, you know, getting ready to write the next book, which just came out in February, I'm like, all right, I don't want to go all in on the phones and social media because I've been beating that dead horse for years. So I'm going to write a book all about all the obstacles that our kids are confronted with, right? So as I'm doing the research and writing, it was impossible to write about all these issues without dragging the phone, social media, and screen time into the equation.
Yeah, I don't see how you could. I really don't. Look, I was on a show today. Some part of the conversation we were having, the kids are dependent on these phones. Some of the mental and physical issues that they're having is because they're emotionally caught up in these phones. The fellow that I was with today told me that the psychotic issues that they have when parents take these phones and or games away from them are something like he hasn't seen in years. And again, this is their lifeline to the outside world and, frankly, their information device, right?
100%. So, you know, in the new book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, I have a whole chapter on behavior and conduct issues, because to your point right there, what I've been seeing as a private practice therapist the last couple of years in particular is just an unbelievable amount of kids coming into my office, parents referring them to me, kids that are 11, 12, that are literally freaking out and going berserk on their parents, cursing them out, saying things I wouldn't say on this show right now. Getting physical with their parents and so forth. And the common denominator in every one of those situations is that the parents have either said, all right, look, we're taking your phone away, or we're taking your video game system away. So it's clearly, and it's already labeled as an addiction. The World Health Organization 3-4 years ago, you know, finally came out and said, and, you know, classified gaming disorder as a clinically diagnosable condition.
Really?
And and soon, you know, they're going to have to, you know, social media disorder, whatever it is, anything related to a screen, it's addictive. It targets the, you know, the pleasure-seeking part of the brain that produces dopamine, just like any other drug. And this is the world our kids are living in. And somehow, you know, we parents kind of know this, but at the same time, we like I talked to you about last time, we just kind of cross our fingers and say, all right, hopefully it's not my kid, and it's just not going well.
No, apparently, you know, again, what I was talking about today with somebody was parents don't parent. They want to be their kid's buddy or friend or whatever. Then they don't like the nasties, and they don't want to. Yeah, again, we were, and you can call me an old fuddy-duddy if you want, Tom, but we were less violent in the 70s. We didn't have video games. We didn't have these phones. We punched each other in the head out of the playground, and we were fine afterward. You know, we got to blow things off. What's different with what's going on, what went on in the, I don't know, 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s, to what's happening today? What are teens up against that's really making them more violent? More their inability to cope.
Yeah, so I'm an 80s kid. I grew up in 72, right? So 80s was the wheelhouse for me, right? Constantly outside, just like you, just like 70s and 60s
yep.
kids, riding our bikes all over the place. Our parents had a drift. We weren't home for dinner in time. We got grounded, right? So it was like dragging us into the house and so forth. The problem is that, you know, today's generation of kids, they're living their life. Most of them are literally spending all their time indoors in their bedrooms by themselves, outside of society, not getting out, getting green time, instead getting way too much screen time. And with all this screen time, 8-9 hours a day, comes a total manipulation of their brains that they don't even know is happening. Never-ending information, all this violence that we're seeing the kids demonstrate is because it's learned. It's because what they are seeing and digesting constantly all day long, because everything is now caught on camera, funnels through social media, right to their phones and right into their malleable brains.
Yeah, you know, this offended epidemic where everybody's offended by something. You know, do you remember back, was it the 60s where they outlawed subliminal messaging at the movie theaters, right? That's how old I am. You remember that? Well, you may not remember
yeah.
it happened, but you know why it was, right?
You might have to explain that to me.
Well, it was easy to plant a message. So what they would do is, whether you're at the drive-in theater or the regular theater, before the intermission, I know I'm so old, we had intermissions. Anyway, before the intermission, they would flash these pictures. I mean, 3 or 4 or 5 sections of film of a hamburger or popcorn or a big drink or what have you, right? And it would kind of get you in that mindset. You'd see it. Your brain would pick up on it. Nobody else saw it. I mean, it wasn't actually on the screen that you could for a long period of time. And it would cause you to want to go out there. Gee, you know, I'd love to have a big drink. I think I want a drink. I want some popcorn, too, maybe. It was kind of, they were moving you in a direction. You know what I'm saying? And you see the same thing with these phones. You're seeing all these things they tell you to be better for your acne, better for your health, better for this, better for that. You can't get away from it. And these kids want to be in, right? They want to be accepted. And I just ate up all your time on this segment. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Bungo Park.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The victims of a private jet that crashed in Virginia Sunday were residents of New York. Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, her nanny, and the pilot were killed in the crash, while Azarian's neighbor in East Hampton remembers her well.
Very sweet, always soft, say hello, and, you know, I'd pet the dog who'd come running.
The FAA says the small plane flew into unauthorized airspace and crashed in the mountains of Virginia. Oregon's Attorney General and State Treasurer are investigating the Fox Board of Directors for potential breach of fiduciary duty. Under the Dominion settlement, Fox paid $787 million over the networks. This investigation will determine whether Fox heads Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, along with other members of the board, could be held accountable in the situation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up at JoeMessina.com where you can watch live, listen live. You can be part of the chat room. You can do a whole bunch of stuff going on over there. And, you know, I keep telling you guys, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm a genius. It just means I have a microphone. That's all it means. All right? You really have to get the experts in these certain areas. And I mean real experts, not people like AOC that sound like experts, but they really have no clue. I'm talking about people that really know what the heck they're doing. All right, that's why I bring you people that do have a clue that can help you with these issues. Tom Kirstein joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency, a great book, and now his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. So if you got kids and you don't grab either one of these books, there's something wrong with you. That's all I'm going to say. All right, Tom. I'll say it. You don't have to. I'm going to think this up.
I'm going to say it first. You are a genius.
So my wife, you shouldn't say that until the check clears, you know?
You are a genius, though. You know that. I love you.
I don't think it's genius. Look, as you said earlier, I grew up in the 70s, right? I grew up in old-fashioned parents. You know, there's common sense to things that you do and what have you. And I think that has gone away. That doesn't even exist anymore when it comes to parenting. Now they have these apps. I mean, think about the irony behind this. They have these apps telling them how to handle their kids when it comes to the smartphones and social media and the rest of it. You really think they're going to tell you to keep them away from the phone? Seriously?
You know what modern day genius is? It's called common sense.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I feel like very few people have, well, probably more people than we think do, but like a lot fewer people have common sense nowadays. And, you know, like, when I'm out there giving a lecture, here's a common sense example. I'm not trying to pick on parents or anything like that. So if I got an audience of 300 parents in front of me and I say, raise your hand if you think it's smart for a 10 or 11-year-old to have a smartphone, right? Never once of all the lectures I've done, never, ever once has a single parent ever raised their hand. And then I'll say, all right, so we all agree it's a bad idea for an 11 or 12-year-old to have a smartphone. Yes. And then I'll explain the statistics to them. The average age that kids first get smartphones is now 10 and a half years old. So the majority of those people in the audience, right, that agree it's a bad idea, their kids have smartphones. So there's a lack of common sense right there. It's called social conformity, something I talk a lot about when I'm lecturing and in Disconnected.
Is it, listen, is it, I'm going to challenge you here. Is it a lack of common sense, or is it the inability or the lack of truly wanting the parent and wanting that kid to be your friend? Because, you know, we had those rules at our house. You didn't bring your phones upstairs. You couldn't hang out in your bedroom with those phones. You weren't on them when the family was around. And, you know, my kid freaks out over it. Well, that's your problem. That's your fault, actually, as a parent. Those, you can't have something in your hand 24/7 and not think it won't have some influence.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and to your point, too, like a lot of today's generation of parents, I'm not trying to bash on modern-day parents, but like...
I will. You know, you don't have to.
We've kind of created this, like, trophy generation where every kid wins. No kid can ever feel pain, right? That's just not reality. Yeah. You know, you have to fail. You have to come in second place in order to develop the grit to work harder and excel and be the leader. But the more as we continue to just pander to our own kids and give them what they want because we feel bad that their feelings might be hurt, we're actually doing a disservice to them in the long run because they need that to happen. They need to understand that life is not perfect. There's adversity, and that's how you grow from those adversities.
And so it gives them coping skills. I mean, I tell parents all the time, the time for your kids to fail is when they're living at home because you aren't there so much to bail them out, but you're there as a safety net, right? And that's the place to be. That's the place to make it happen. But you don't. You run in, you save them, you pay their bill, you do whatever it is. No, make them work it off. Don't just hand this stuff to them because they don't learn that way. There's no, you know, what do the weightlifters say? There's no pain, there's no gain kind of thing. Why should I have to worry about it if I know mom and dad are going to swoop in and bail my butt out of this mess?
Yeah, 100%. So years ago, I don't know if I talked about this with you last time I was on, but probably 25 years ago, I was on the other end of a lecture, right, when I was working at a high school. I was in the audience, and there was a guy speaking about, you know, teenagers and raising kids and so forth. And he said something to me that always stuck out in my mind, and his comment was this. He said, if your teenager doesn't hate you, you're doing something wrong. Think about that. Now, of course, that's, you know, a little over the top, but it really, you know, the message there makes a lot of sense. Yes, if our kids are not, you know, arguing with us or getting upset if we don't give them what they want, you know, that's called parenting. If we give our kids everything they want because they want it, they become entitled.
Tom, I'm on this show today, and I said, I have four kids. If one of them didn't tell me how much they hated me once a week, I knew I was blowing it somewhere. All right? Because... They're not going to like everything you do. They're going to be mad because their buddies are doing something that you're not willing to let them do. You know, and as long as you have a valid reason for it. I mean, you can't just strong thumb your kids. But truly, you need to set boundaries for them because they're going to have boundaries later on in life that could end them in jail if they don't stick to them, right?
Yeah, I'll give you an example today. My son just turned 20 last week. So he just finished his sophomore year in college. And my son is a great, wonderful kid. You know, he's a hardworking student. He's majoring in chemical engineering at Clemson, right?
Wow.
And so he comes, yeah, he's smart. He's really, really dedicated academically. So now he's been home almost a month, right? And he had a hard, you know, a very challenging semester. So he's home. He's been, you know, loathing around, lounging, having fun, going out with his friends. And he's not a party or he doesn't drink or do any of that stuff, right? But he hasn't really done anything yet this summer, right? And I know he's going to be starting a co-op and working hard, starting August 14th. He's going to actually be working. You know, that's part of this whole co-op, full-time, getting paid. So I told him today, I said, Matt, you know, I love you. I'm proud of you. I love everything that you do. I'm like, but you're not just going to lounge around all summer. So you have a couple of months left, and you have either, if you don't get a part-time job or start, and this is not a punishment, if you don't get a part-time job or start at least going to the gym on a regular basis, and that doesn't happen the whole summer,
right,
when you start your co-op come the fall, you're paying for your own apartment because he has an off-campus apartment. I'm not paying for it. He's like, okay, I understand, Dad. It's not a punishment. It's a lesson that he needs to understand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go work my tail off all day long, and he's just going to go, you know, hang out with his buddies, go do this and that, and I'm going to pay for it.
Now, the gym is a great idea. I mean, and part of that is to help him burn off some of the steam he needs to burn off, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, I talk about that in my new book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, the importance of physical activity. That's another thing with kids nowadays. We have an obesity epidemic, and part of the depression and anxiety epidemic is because kids don't move. Right. You know, they're sitting in their bedrooms behind their screens. And all the research shows that people that are physical, particularly, you know, people that engage in regular cardiovascular activity, regular exercise is scientifically proven to be more effective for treating the symptoms of anxiety and depression than medication.
I did not know that.
So a person that is active every day, working out, and a productive member of society is at far greater, less risk of developing mental health conditions. So it's so darn important, and that's part of the whole, you know, the whole cocktail with the screen time and everything else, and the mental health epidemic is because it's not just what the kids are digesting with their screens; it's also what they're not doing, which is not moving. They're sitting sedentary, and that's just probably the worst thing as, you know, human social emotional hunters and gatherers can do.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of went over it pretty quick, but they need to think things through. I mean, logic skills don't come from looking it up online and then applying it. Logic skills come from you working it through to see what happens, how it turns out, and that kind of thing. Part of my fear online with these kids is a lot of envy going on. You know, you say, hey, how come Mary's parents take her to Hawaii every year for 2 weeks and we never go anywhere? How come you don't take me there? How come I don't get the new car? I didn't get a new car at graduation, but so-and-so and so-and-so did. I mean, you're seeing this happen as well, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's the whole comparison culture, you know, the highlight reel generation, everybody posting their perfect lives, and then, you know, kids absorbing that and thinking, wow, my life really stinks compared to them. But to your point, with all the, you know, not having to think kind of thing, because, you know, the technology is thinking for us, I'm doing a segment in 2 weeks on this show on NBC. It's called NBC News Daily. It replaced the Days of Our Lives. I'm like a regular rotating expert on that show. It's called Modern Parenting, the segment. Ooh. And, yes, we're going to be talking about, you know, artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. I'm reading through the article. Yeah, the New York Times article, I think it was, about, you know, ChatGPT. And, you know, one of the, quote, experts in the article says, well, right. We'll get back to it.
Hold it. I don't want to blow that on either side of the break, but I'm with you on this one. Be back in a minute, people. You don't want to miss this. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with Van on a week, city of time. We're going to jump right into it because, again, you guys need to know this. You need to go to a class or pick up his books. And Tom Kirstein is a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from Harmful Effects of Device Dependency, and his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life, is a must-read if you have kids. Hey, I didn't ask you before. I should have asked you during the break. Do you have videos that people can either buy, rent, sign up for, whatever?
Do I have what? Videos?
Yeah, videos.
Not anything that, you know, people could buy or whatever, but I've done different things through social media. You know what I mean? Like I've had companies try to say, look, you got to go out there and get on social media more. I tried it. It's not my thing, obviously. But if you Google my name, you know, Tom Kirstein, there's going to be a ton of, you know, television videos.
Yeah.
You know, from being on TV, giving expert advice and podcasts and radio shows. So that's really, you know, that's the best way to get my information.
No, because guys like you were maybe I got you mixed up with somebody else, but weren't you a school teacher before you got into your profession?
Yeah, I've worked for 25 years in a public school as a counselor, so I did that and my private practice, you know, after school hours, and I retired 3 years ago. So now I'm exclusively doing my private practice, lecturing all over, you know, doing media appearances and, you know, writing books and stuff, you know, really just to get my get this information that's cramped up in my brain out there to as many people as I can.
You know, it's always interesting to me, some of these teen counselors who want to come on my show, and I'll talk with them a little bit, don't have any kids, didn't teach school, you know, graduated, and then went right into private practice. And no slight on the college degree, no slight on you guys that, you know, very smart. But if you're not coping with it yourself, if you're not surrounded like you were by kids from different walks of life, different lifestyles that you had to help deal with, I mean, to me, you would be the best person for this job. You would be the best person to talk to parents about this because you're in it. You're deep into it, and you taught it. It's just always been a wonderment to me.
Yeah, so, yeah, on the front lines, through experience. You know, the piece of paper on my wall, you know, it's just a piece of paper. Everything else is, you know, 25 years or more is my actual experience dealing with thousands and thousands of kids and families, and you know, just kind of being on the front lines trying to, you know, trying to do a difference here in our country because it's not going so well, Joe.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about in the next hour is you look at our kids today, you look at what's going on in life today, we've got a group of kids that hate this country, that don't really know America's real history, so that's why they hate the country. If you think about it, they're being taught to tell on their parents if they believe they're off. They're given bad or wrong history. You're not a boy or a girl. I mean, I go through all the things that have chipped away at any kind of foundation that our kids have had. And I brought up the fact that some of my military friends get mad at me when I do this, but, you know, tomorrow's D-Day. And could we do D-Day today? Could we get volunteers to show up and say, look, there's a 90% chance you're not coming back? I don't think you could.
I don't think so either. Hopefully we don't go there. But, you know, to your point, too, right before the break, you know, you were talking about, like, all this, like, you know, artificial intelligence stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, just information, right? Like, what is any individual's reality? It's what they're fed, right? And a lot of what is fed is done intentionally. A lot of information is kept from people, right? There's a certain agenda that is out there. So beliefs become realities in a person's mind, even though what they believe in the reality is not a reality, right? So, for example, I'm doing this segment in a couple weeks about, it's an article that was in the Times called "The Artificial Intelligence Chatbots Have Arrived," right? Time to talk to your kids. So I'm scrolling through this, and one of the experts, some professor, quote says, "The worst thing parents can do is forbid their kids to use these new systems because they are here to stay." For me, it would be like saying the worst thing we could do is forbid our kids from consuming alcohol because alcohol is here to stay.
Yep.
What? Yeah, this is that stuff is just. I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I know that anytime we replace human thinking and human emotion with something quote artificial, I think of artificial sweeteners and artificial ingredients, and that's never a good thing, either of those two things.
No, but you know, please, you bring this stuff up, because when even the military is starting to push back a little bit now, going, you know, they've had some really bad scenarios with AI, because there's no human factor in it, number one. Number two is, to sound like the old guy in the room again, I remember going to the library back in the 70s, having to do a book report on a certain issue, a situation. I'd have 5 books laid out. I'd have to look these things up. I'd have a couple of magazines. I still remember the information that I gleaned from those things and writing them back in the 70s. How do you do that with ChatGPT when it does the work for you?
You know, because that was like, I remember using like microfilm and microfilm.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you were old.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that stuff? I still don't know how to use that. I tried using it. I'm not sure how I did it. But, you know, but anyway, you can get all this information. But you had to like really dig deep, right?
Yeah.
And that's basically, it's like trying to build a house and not dig any footings or a bridge and not dig the footings and expect that thing to be stable, right? So that's kind of what's happening. There's no footings being dug, and we're, you know, and things are being done for our kids, and we're just expecting that this is going to work out okay. I don't think so.
You know, when my kids used to have to do book reports, they got so mad at me. We had computers, and even the teacher got irritated with me at one point because he said, "Look, they have they have spell checks on the computer." I said, "I don't care. I'm not going to dumb my kids down because you want it done on a computer first." I used to make them write it out, freehand it, and I would correct their spelling or you know, punctuation or what have you, and then they could go type it. Once they wrote it out and we were on the same page as to what it said, it accomplished its purpose, then you could go ahead and do it. Today, they're happy that that happened. They weren't at the time, obviously. They were pitching a fit over it, but that's how you help your kids grow, is it not?
100%. So that example right there, write it out. Like, once, if you write something out and see it, your brain now absorbs that. But if all of a sudden it's just done for you, the brain never really sees it and never absorbs it. So we have kids, that's why, you know, if you talk to any English teacher or professor, writing, you know, like a 5-paragraph essay, you know, by today's standards is like, it's some illegible, you know, piece of paper. You know, in many cases, because kids just haven't learned how to spell or do grammar or put together a sentence or paragraph sequentially. And that's because all this stuff is done for them now. And that's not a good thing.
No, it's never, look at, in my humble opinion, it is never a good thing for somebody to do everything for you. I had my daughters change their own tires, okay? I know everyone's going, "Oh my God, I can't believe you did that to you." Right. What? Why not? Because she's not always going to be there with you. She's out on a road some night. She gets a flat tire. You're going to wait for daddy to show up 45 minutes into it? Or does she get out there on her own? You've taught her how. Get that darn tire back on there and get her on her way. She can be on her way before you can even get there.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Change the tire, change some oil. It's like, Mike, you remember My Cousin Vinny?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. When, you know, when Marissa Tomei goes on the stand at the end and... you know, has to show her automotive expertise and totally buries the prosecutor right there.
Yep.
I love that. I was looking at him like, that's fantastic, you know. Why not? You know, why not teach, you know, girls and boys over to do things that are, you know, that are just important life events, like changing a tire or changing oil and just being able to function and not have something done for you all the time.
But, Tom, is it not... so much more. All right, let's just get goofy here for a second. It's so much more than just changing a tire, right? You step back away from the car, you know, think it through. I'm going to pump this car up. Let me make sure I've got a good solid ground it's on, all right? Maybe I make sure I put the parking brake on or I chock the tires because I don't want the car to move back and forth as I'm taking a tire. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on there when it comes to critical thinking. It ain't just changing a tire, is it?
That's just a really good anecdote to changing the tire, because it really, you know, applies itself to doing anything nowadays. Like, you know, to actually have to think and not have something done for you. Like now, our generation right now, you know, everything's, you hit a button and there it is for you. You don't even have to know how to order food or make food. You just hit the button, it gets delivered at your door. You want clothes, you don't have to go find the store. You just hit the button and the clothes are delivered to you. So that's another issue. Our kids are living in this instant gratification, hit a button and everything's done for you world, which is kind of taking away, you know, human thought, human critical thinking, human problem solving.
So my uncle back in the late 60s, the big treat, I mean, kids are going to laugh right now, was going to McDonald's on a Saturday. We had a station wagon. Some of us got to sit on the edge of the station wagons. Some of us had to sit on the grass, right? But the funny thing about all of this is that he would say on a regular basis, "You kids don't get it. You know, you're an instant." Back then, he was calling us the instant generation, saying, "You guys are done. You don't get it." You know, Tom, I ate up your time again. Quick, where can I get your book?
Anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
God bless. Tom, God bless you for what you're doing, man. We'll have you back on more often.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Got to help these kids. Double Senior Host, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a minute.
Free.